Hi everyone, in Audio Boomland, February day two. I'm catching up, I'm playing catch up. I always end up having to play catch up when I do these challenges. But I've got an excuse this time because I didn't long find out about the whole thing. Goals and any habits that I want to break for 2016. Goals, I don't really have any goals as such. Because the thing is, I don't tend to make goals, because if you don't make them, they're not disappointed. Would I like to get employment? Yes, I would, but my circumstances at the moment aren't really allowing that to happen. Money and things like that, and, you know, personal circumstances are not really, you know, really making me making jobs appealing right now. So I would like to do that. I would like to maybe find other things to do and have less time on my hands, because I don't like to be sitting around doing nothing. I don't find it productive, and I find it can be quite damaging, because you end up thinking a lot and overthinking everything. And it doesn't help, really. So I would like to be more proactive, I suppose, in 2016. I do a fair amount now, but I'd like to sort of get out and about a bit more, do more things, give more back to society, I suppose. You know, because I'm obviously being given money to live, and I would like to give more back to society. Habits I'd like to break. I think the biggest one is my habit of overanalyzing and overthinking and pulling apart every little thing. So when someone says something to me, I'll go away and I'll overthink that, overanalyze it. And sometimes it can be very, very destructive, and it can be totally not necessary. So I would like to stop that if I can, or lessen it, because I do it all the time. I always have done. I have a real interest in people. I did a psychology degree, and it makes me take everything apart and say, why is this happening? Why did someone say that? Why did someone say it in that way? And why did someone use those particular words? And a lot of the time there's nothing even in it, but I take it away and pull it to bits. And often it involves me being awake half the night, because I think about things. I'm not a very good sleeper, and I think about things when I should be sleeping, and it's really not helpful. So if that's the biggest thing I would like to conquer this year, is to take people at face value and stop doing that. Traveling, I would like to go somewhere. I probably would like to have a nice holiday this year, and a break and a change of scenery, and I wouldn't mind some sunshine. So obviously I'm going to have to go somewhere other than the UK, but I wouldn't say no to a trip abroad somewhere this year. I haven't been abroad now for a couple of years. I would quite like to do that, if money allows. And yeah, that's probably what my aspirations are for 2016. So I will post this and talk to you all soon. Bye for now.